Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. Disc 3. I presented my conclusions at formal meetings with the international lending agencies. Their teams of experts questioned me extensively and mercilessly. By then, my emotions had turned into a sort of grim determination, not unlike those that had driven me to excel rather than to rebel during my prep school days. Nonetheless, Claudine's memory always hovered close. When a sassy young economist out to make a name for himself at the Asian Development Bank grilled me relentlessly for an entire afternoon, I recalled the advice Claudine had given me as we sat in her Beacon Street apartment those many months before. "Who can see 25 years into the future?" she had asked. "Your guess is as good as theirs. Confidence is everything." I convinced myself I was an expert, reminding myself that I had experienced more of life in developing countries than many of the men, some of them twice my age, who now sat in judgment of my work. I had lived in the Amazon and had traveled to parts of Java no one else wanted to visit. I had taken a couple of intensive courses aimed at teaching executives the finer points of econometrics. And I told myself that I was part of the new breed of statistically oriented, econometric-worshipping whiz kids that appealed to Robert McNamara, the buttoned-down president of the World Bank, former president of Ford Motor Company, and John Kennedy's Secretary of Defense. Here was a man who had built his reputation on numbers, on probability theory, on mathematical models, and, I suspected, on the bravado of a very large ego. I tried to emulate both McNamara and my boss, Bruno. I adopted manners of speech that imitated the former, and I took to walking with the swagger of the latter, attaché case swinging at my side. Looking back, I have to wonder at my gall. In truth, my expertise was extremely limited, but what I lacked in training and knowledge, I made up for in audacity. And it worked. Eventually, the team of experts stamped my reports with their seals of approval. During the ensuing months, I attended meetings in Tehran, Caracas, Guatemala City, London, Vienna, and Washington, D.C. I met famous personalities, including the Shah of Iran, the former presidents of several countries, and Robert McNamara himself. Like prep school, it was a world of men. I was amazed at how my new title and the accounts of my recent successes before the international lending agencies affected other people's attitudes toward me.